Today we're going to do laboratory number 13. Now, laboratory 13, homework number 13, actually part of it is in the lab. Not everything is in the homework. There's one section you have to do in lab 13. And you should open up that first, and you'll see towards the bottom of what's listed as lab 13, here's where you start with your laboratory. So you should start with that. Okay, and whatever you see over there asks you to do a little bit of a comparison between Netscape and Explorer, and indeed you should go through that and make notes and put that in as part of your submission for homework number 13. Okay, after you complete that, what you should then do is go and do HW number 13, homework number 13, and this has a lot to do with cookies. And you'll be surprised how much information they try to put onto your computer and how much they try to learn from your computer. You'll be amazed. And that's what this is all about. Now, just to start you off a little bit, if you open up homework number 13, again, it's going to be a comparison between Netscape and Explorer. If you have Firefox, you can use that. You know, Firefox is really a newer version of Netscape. I don't know. Anybody use Firefox? Okay, it's really a newer version of Netscape. They took out the email portion, and they made it a little bit faster, I think, also. Anyhow, what you're going to do is go to both Netscape and Explorer, and you're going to activate the ability to see when cookies are placed. And just to show you what you do, in Netscape, if you follow along, it says, go to the following. You have to go and set up certain preferences. Now, just to follow along, I'll show you. You go to the Edit menu on Netscape. All the way down on the bottom, you have preferences. And then in the preferences, you'll see there's one of the choices you have is privacy and security. You have to open that up. Okay, you open that up, let the menu drop down, then it goes to cookies. And you activate cookies. And then you see there are a number of choices over here. Okay, and somebody has already done this one. I guess somebody has done it here. What you have is a number of different choices of what to do, anywhere from disabling cookies to enabling cookies based on privacy settings and so on and so on. And what they're asking you to do, as it says here, is to activate the Ask Me Before Storing a Cookie right over here. Okay, that way you're going to be prompted by every time a cookie gets stored, and then you say okay on that. Right. In a similar fashion, when you're going to go to Explorer, right, Internet Explorer, you also have a similar thing. If you see here, it says there, it's a little bit different. It's not on the Edit menu, it's on the Tools menu. And so what you do there is you go to the Tools menu, you go to Internet Options all the way in the bottom, okay. And now it brings up the window. Now you have a whole bunch of different options here. You go again, this time you click on privacy. Okay, that's the third one from the left, privacy. Okay, and then right over here you're supposed to go to advanced. And now here again is where they have cookie settings. And again, somebody has been here already. Normally it looks like this, where it's basically nothing is activated, and if you look at the part that's grayed out, you see it says to accept cookies. What they want you to do is to click the box that says override automatic cookie handling. And you notice Internet Explorer allows you to make differences, choices based on first-party cookies and third-party cookies. Remember what a first-party cookie is and a third-party cookie? All right, first-party is actually the site you're talking to. Like if you're talking to Amazon, and if it would be a cookie that's being set by Amazon. What's a third-party cookie? A third-party altogether. You're not talking to adcompany.com, but they're going to put a cookie on. You'll be surprised. So what they want you to do is to click the box that says override automatic cookie handling, and then on both the first-party cookies and third-party cookies, you should hit the prompt. You should activate prompt, put that radio button on, and then hit OK on both tabs. And now what that does is activate the setting of the prompting for cookies. And what's going to happen, I'll just illustrate it very briefly. You're going to go and test a number of these sites, and they ask you which ones set cookies, which one don't, and where they're coming from. And you'll be surprised. I'll just show you, for example, if I click on www.cnn.com, right? It's a news organization. What are they trying to do, right? You think they're not doing it? Watch what happens. Whoops, there's the cookie. See that? And this one actually came from CNN, and it wants permission to set a cookie. And you can allow it. It's whatever you want. And now it's loading the page. Whoops, there's another one. And remember, this is a news organization, right? Where's this cookie from? Look at this. Servedby.advertising.com. That's a third-party cookie. Okay? And you get the idea. And you'll be amazed how many. Here's a second one. Here's another one. And another one. Look at that. Okay? And then back to CNN.com. What was it, about half a dozen cookies that it wanted to set until you get to the page? In a similar way, if you go to Internet Explorer, okay, if you go to Internet Explorer, we now set that up. And if you go there, and again, just going, oops, sorry. Again, here you see where cookies are coming in. All right, and again, when you go to the ads, and you go to the labs, and I'll activate number 13, and again, going to the same place, and again, this is how the cookies come up here. Here it tells you, it's from CNN.com. And whether you want to allow it or not. And as you'll see also, those other ones. Again, another one from CNN.com. And another one. And so on. Okay, the ones from the advertisers, for some reason it didn't prompt, but I have to check what happened. Okay, you're free to go ahead and do the lab. It's due, obviously, a week from today. Any questions?